Phoneboy Speaks, episode 61. App.net is not like early Twitter.
I have in the past said that app.net is very much like early Twitter. And, of course, now that I'm actually looking at my archive of tweets that I finally got from Twitter, that you can go in and into your settings and request a download, and I was finally able to do that. I don't know why I wasn't able to do it before now, even though it's been supposedly an option for months. But anyway, I have it, and now I'm actually looking through my old tweets. Now, understand that I started Twitter probably a few days after it was actually publicly available. So I started it in mid-July of 2006. And one of the things that we say about app.net is it's very much like early Twitter. People were conversing. Well, in really early Twitter, there wasn't much conversations. It was, at least my tweets were all like, what was I doing? And it took a while before we even had a convention to tweet anybody or to refer to somebody. I can see going back to, say, November 2006, I can start seeing some references where I'm actually sort of responding to other people, but there's no metadata that says what I'm responding to, so I can't even go back and find the tweet from whoever it was that I was looking at and to see what it was I was responding to. People weren't doing the at reply thing, as near as I can tell, at least back in November 2006, but I could see me commenting on what other people did, but I didn't finally start responding to people until November 2006. I did start seeing the at sign in my Twitter feed, and say in December 2006, but I still was just sort of broadcasting where I was going. It is kind of interesting to see some of the people that I used to talk to, and some of them I still do talk to, and others I don't talk to. We didn't start seeing conversations, or at least in my timeline, I didn't see too many conversations, and I guess it starts until beginning of 2007. So, and there's actually a time in 2007 I stopped Twitter because Twitter was so buggy, and we saw fail whales so often that I just got tired of it and did something else. And of course, I came back to it, and I mean, I have like 28 or 29,000 tweets, so it's not like I've done nothing that whole time, but. Depends on what you define as early Twitter, is that yes, there were conversations. If you go too far back though, I don't think people knew what to do with Twitter back then. At least with app.net, there's a basis for, well, we know we want to talk to each other. We have to have something that looks like Twitter so people will use it. And then we provide this robust API and we keep evolving it. And, I think back in those days, Twitter was still just trying to figure out how people were using it and doing things. And whereas I think app.net is more about, well, how are developers going to use this? Because developers are going to add the value to the platform. Twitter, I'm not sure what they were thinking at the time. But now that I look back, I think Twitter and app.net are, at their early stages, are very different. And again, it's primarily because back when Twitter started, we didn't know what to do with Twitter. Mid-2006, it was just something that was there, and we interacted with it with SMS or web. With app.net, I think we have an idea of what we want to do with it, or at least what some people want to do with it. And there's still a lot of growth there. And Twitter's, of course, going the way of locking down their platform and not allowing innovation. I mean, heck, the realization I made today is that the Twitter iOS app is actually pretty good now. And I finally decided, well, I'm going to get rid of the third-party apps because they're not going to innovate too much more anyway, and Twitter's not going to really let them. So there's almost no point to use the third-party Twitter apps anymore. Whereas on app.net, there's a lot of different clients. I mean, we have client wars, which I've discussed in previous podcasts, but app.net is evolving quickly into something a lot more than what Twitter will ever be. And it's not for a number of users, but it's use case and the business model that Twitter's definitely not at. So yeah, I think I should stop using that it's like early Twitter, because that's really not a
accurate description of what app.net is or will become. It's going to app.net's going to be a lot more than Twitter. And by the way, if you want to try out app.net for yourself, once you contact me, you can send me a tweet on PhoneBoy and on Twitter, or you can contact me on Google Plus or send me an email, and I'll be more than happy to hook you up with an invite. I've got 3 invites that I'm more than willing to share with people that want to try out app.net for themselves. Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.